Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, June 4th, 2017. We're going to start off today's program with Tikha Voda, the Quiet Water, from Hudatska Taistra, from Zakarpattia.
Oh.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, either sponsoring an entire broadcast or in part, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org. We're going to go back to Zakarpattia with this lively instrumental number. A new documentary film telling the story of the forced deportations in 1947 of one of Europe's most oppressed minority groups debuted in Poland to standing room only crowds. The film, titled Even Tears Were Not Enough, features scholars and survivors telling the story of the forced deportation of Poland's Carpatho-Rusyn population by the Polish communist government in 1947. The film was produced by John Rigetti and Maria Silvestri of Pittsburgh, poignantly telling the story through the eyes of those who survived the event through interviews with scholars, victims, and their descendants in Poland and the United States. It debuted the last week of April, the actual 70th anniversary of the deportation. Today, it is available on demand on YouTube with English, Rusyn, or Polish subtitles. The story of the destruction of the Lemko community has rarely been told. Today, we can't even conceive of a state moving tens of thousands of people hundreds of miles away from their home with no notice and the world standing by, says John Rigetti. But population relocation at the end of World War II was not uncommon. What makes this situation distinct is that the purpose was to dissipate the Lemko Rusyns in a way to absolutely destroy their culture through assimilation. The action taken by the communist government was called Akcja Wisła, Operation Vistula, named for Poland's most noted river. The production of this documentary was truly international. It was through the cooperation of Carpatho Rusyns in North America and those in Europe that this story has been brought to light, states Maria Silvestri, co-producer of the film. After its premiere, the film will be shown in a variety of venues in Europe and the United States, hopefully here in Pittsburgh in the upcoming months, and is available on YouTube by going to youtube.com and typing in Even Tears Were Not Enough. The film was funded entirely by the Pittsburgh-based John and Helen Timo Foundation, a foundation whose mission is to support projects that educate people about Carpatho-Rusyn culture and faith. So go to YouTube and type in Even Tears Were Not Enough to get this documentary on Akcja Wisła, Operation Vistula. For more information about Even Tears Were Not Enough, or to possibly schedule a viewing, you can contact the John and Helen Timo Foundation by emailing this address, documentary@rusynprojects.net. documentary@rusynprojects.net.
I'm gonna make it. father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and then I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online, see what your local GCU district or lodge is up to by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428.
Moja, daj mi pravu rušku, ne čekaj na, ne čekaj na doba to ročku. Frajiročko moja, čekaj na ročokla, a na treći prijdu do bizona. Mila moja ručku mi podala, i tak šuni na nja pozerala. Budu ja čekati ročok i to druhej, lep sa verni frajiru mi ljubej. Moja smrđu roblju sobi, keď ťa doznam, to kodi v kutobi. Aho mene zabiju, aho ja da koho, lepu svoji praji ročki ne puštu nikoho. Aho mene zabiju, aho ja da koho, lepu svoji praji ročki ne puštu nikoho.
CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will hold their 41st annual concert next Saturday, June 10th, at St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Social Hall, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the concert begins at 6. This year, Slaviani will do musical and dance selections from Slovenia, Bulgaria, Vranje, which is Serbian Roma, and of course Rusyn songs, music, and dances. Immediately after the concert, join Slaviani for the reception at the same location, St. Elias Social Hall, where the dancing and singing continues. Delicious homemade ethnic food and pastries will be available for purchase, along with a sprawling Rusyn auction. Entertainment will be provided by the popular Orkestar Zabava. Tickets can be bought in advance and will be available at the door. Adult tickets are $5. Students under the age of 16 are free. So for tickets, and more information on Slaviani's 41st annual concert being held next Saturday, June 10th at St. Elias Social Hall, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Next, we have a song that you will hear next week by our littlest of junior girls. This version is sung by our good friend Maria Machoshkova, and it's called Kolumbula Mala, When I Was Young. Eastern Pennsylvania chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents Father Emil Kubek, a presentation by Professor Nick Kupensky. This will take place on Saturday, June 17th, from 1 until 4 p.m. at St. Mary Byzantine Catholic Church, 621 West Mahanoy Avenue in Mahanoy City, Pennsylvania. The event is free and open to the public. After the presentation of about Father Emil Kubek, there will be a walking tour of Mahanoy City, ending with liturgy at 4 p.m. at St. Mary's for those who wish to attend. So for more information on the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter's event, Father Emil Kubek, taking place at St. Mary Byzantine Catholic Church in Mahanoy City on Saturday, June 17th at 1 p.m., please contact Chuck at area code 610-691-2658. That's Chuck, 610-691-2658. Just a reminder once again that next Saturday, the 10th of June, Slaviani will present her 41st annual concert taking place at St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Social Hall, 4200 Homestead Duquesne Road in Munhall. Doors open at 5 and the concert begins at 6 p.m. And as we leave you today with this number from Vojvodina, Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming live during broadcast time on WPIT's webpage, WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, where you can listen to our archives anytime of the day or night by going to c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sia krasny tyzden. Shchastlivo.
Bo to ljude ohvarjaju i sam dobre znaš. Zo sudac mi nje zgazduješ naži sam, a oparjat zlim jazikom zeku daš. Raz ti ja napravim šora, bo ja šora pravit znam. Ljem do ti mnje ruku spitaš, budeš ti mnje mil iz ruki. Petjar peršej klasi, muši šora zna. Njemo štoljem hodit, brodit, a već prezenj spat. Na ženjit buci u švitko pride čas. Daše čuvaj zli jazikog prezli glas. Rasti ja napravim šora, bo ja šora pravit znam. Ljem dok ti mnje ruku spita. Šora pravit znam, ljem dok ti mnje ruku spitaš, budeš ti mnje mil iz ruki jest.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш нєсний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне. Із Богом!